It is great to be here. This is my home group for a number of years. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, life gets in the way of things that I want to happen. And so my job and my work has kind of like gotten in the way. But during the couple of years of the pandemic, this was my meeting, and I love this meeting. It's just such a sweet and beautiful little meeting. And so I'm super glad to be here. And super glad to be with you guys. And my topic was the spiritual solution will solve all my problems. We'll solve all our problems, and that's a promise from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I wanted to speak on that because to me, I have found that to be so important. Oh, sorry, I'm going to pray for a moment. And dear God, please fill me with your spirit. Please help me to deliver a message of depth and weight. Please touch us, God, in a very special ways. And thank you for being with us, for being with me. I can't do anything without you, God, and I want you and I need you. The spiritual solution will solve all our problems, promise of the big book. And I found that to be true. And it's so valuable and so important to me because before recovery, I was always looking for a solution for a problem I didn't even know or understand that I had. And, looking for, it's like being lost in the dark, right? Trying to put the pieces of a puzzle together that you don't even can't understand and can't see. And so, I lived my life like that for a long time, looking for solutions to a problem that I didn't understand. And I'm so grateful to the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous, and to, in particular, the BBA step process, because it really, really, really helped me understand what I suffer from. And I suffer from a problem that only a spiritual solution can solve. I suffer from a problem that's physical, that's mental, and that's spiritual, and that just covers the whole realm, all of me. And, my whole life before recovery, I was looking for, the right job, the right relationship, the right contents in a bag from shopping, I mean, just you name it, just something to make me okay with myself and the world around me. And, and the big book talks about, self-reliance fails, and it was good as far as it went, but it failed. And boy, that late way of life just did not work for me. And I came into these rooms just a hot mess in need of help. And when I first came in the rooms, you get a lot of good orderly direction, and it was helpful, and it helped me to grow. But it wasn't really until, well, it's a process, right? It's for me, recovery has been a process. And in the beginning, I was willing to do whatever anybody told me because I was suffering so much. And so I, took good orderly direction from people who were doing the best they could to help me. But it wasn't until I got to the BBA where I really understood the grave nature of the problem and the solution. And I am eternally grateful for that. And it is in the big book. It tells me that I suffer from a problem, which I just talked about, physical, mental, and spiritual. And that I need a solution of depth and weight, a solution that no human power can give me, including myself. And that's good news to me because for a long time I tried looking around in the rooms for a solution, that a sponsor, a step process, a jumping through hoops, of crossing all my T's and dotting my I's. And what I found that although many of those things are great and helpful tools, they are not the spiritual solution. And so, and that has been a long and hard, arduous process for me to finally come almost to the end of. It still pops up where I try to use solutions that aren't spiritual. How do I put it? The process is really wonderful, and a step process is really wonderful. But what the process does for me is help me get in tune and in line with God. And whenever I'm out of whack, that's the only thing that will solve my problem. And so, in the rooms of recovery for a long time, I tried to jump through hoops. I tried to do the same things I did before recovery. Before recovery, I drank, I used, I suffered from a horrendous eating disorder. And I would say that my eating disorder stemmed from fears of me wanting to be like other people. So I was trying to conform my body, conform my mind, conform my personality, conform who I was into whatever I thought would be acceptable to you, to the world, to, you know, to everybody and anybody, and to God. And what I found in these rooms as I go through the process at deeper and deeper levels is that's not what's required. In fact, it's the antithesis of that. What's required for me to be in line with God's will is for me to be myself. And that is just such a profound and, oh my God, such a powerful exploration, awakening. That is awakening, a spiritual awakening, that all I have to do is be me. And I don't know about you guys, but that can be frightening at times, because I want to cling to old thoughts, old ways, or to somebody telling me, you know, how I should do things and how I should appear. And then that mind of my own, you know, that tells me, you know, you don't measure up, you know, you're not enough, you're not good enough, you don't have anything of value or worth to say, and which couldn't be anything farther from the truth I know now. And so I'm really grateful to be here with you guys and to say that at the end of the day, that's what I found, is that the spiritual solution for me has been being learning to be in line with God's will and not to succumb to those old faulty thinking, that old faulty way of wanting to cram myself into a shape or a form or an ideology that I don't fit in. And what a freedom that is. What a freedom it is to be uniquely responsible for just being myself and learning to show up in each day as I am. And so that's where I am today with my recovery. You know, I found that the spiritual solution has solved all my problems. I came into this room an alcoholic, a drug addict, a person who could not live without a drink, who could not live without a drug, who could not live without eating compulsively, who could not live without binging and purging, who could not live without cigarettes, who could not live without approval, who could not live without just something outside of myself to make me okay with who I am. And my higher power, God, has just come into my life in a powerful and phenomenal way through the working of these 12 steps. And in particular, as they're laid out in the Big Book Awakening, that has led me to a freedom that I never knew was possible in all those areas. I don't drink anymore. I haven't in over 20 years or taken a drug. I haven't had to eat compulsively or binge since 2000. And for me, the newest freedom for the past 3 or 4 years is the freedom to not be in bondage of what other people think of me. And it doesn't mean that I don't care. I care deeply what other people think about me. I care so much about that. And I don't think that that's really a bad thing. But what I found is that I'm not dependent on that anymore. You know, I can be swayed and I can be guided by, you know, other people's thoughts or viewpoints or disagreements or, you know, feelings about who I am, what I say, what I have to share, or who I am. And but they do not rock my boat the way that they used to. It used to devastate me if I felt that you didn't care about me or like me or, you know, and I used to just be terrified to show up in life, to be myself, literally terrified. And this is many years in recovery. And that has been the greatest gift these past few years, is that I'm not ruled by that anymore. I am ruled and guided and directed by the power of God in my life. And what God has taught me is that I don't have to worry about that anymore. I can show up as me. And what a mind-blowing experience to be able to show up as yourself in life and not have to fit into a role, conform to anything that anybody else might want to put on me or that I may want to put on myself. Because a lot of times I can be really busy in my head in that chaos of, Carol, you need to, I did it before the meeting. I thought, oh my God, I didn't bring my big book. Oh my God, this, that, you know, oh my God, I didn't pick a line or to read out of it. And what I'm learning to do is that that's not important. Yes, it's valuable. Yes, it has a place. Yes, all those tools, all those ideologies, all the, you know, the stuff that God gives us to accompany our program are great, but they are not what I need to live. What I need to live is to be connected. And by the way, this is sign language for God. My grandson taught me that yesterday, and I think it is so cool because I'm always like, what I need to be is connected. And he told me the other day when I was saying something, he's like, Grandma, did you know that that's sign language for God? So I need to be connected with my higher power, and that I do on a daily, minute, breath by breath experience. I, you know, have gone through the steps many, many times, and what it has brought me is to this place. And, you know, I used to think that you had to do the steps in a certain way, and that you had to, like I said earlier, cross your T's, dot your I's, do the, and, you know, do the script, you know, perfectly and neatly. And when I met with my sponsor, I would have to have all the answers to the problems that I didn't even know, I didn't even understand, you know, and make sure that I was informed and well-knowledged and could, you know, read her my inventory perfectly. And just, you know, all this stuff, which, you know, I think maybe has a place. It's good to be disciplined. It's good to be, you know, for me, I've needed discipline. I've needed, you know, clear-cut guidelines. But at the end of the day, that's not what's going to save me. What's going to save me is the power of God and nothing else. And so for me, what I've learned is that I really just need to learn to be in line with God's power. And for me, that's on a daily basis of casting aside my old ideas, casting aside my old beliefs, casting aside my fears. It doesn't mean that I'm not afraid. Fear comes up all the time. Anxiety comes up all the time. Shame comes up. Just babble in my head comes up, you know. But I'm learning to cast it aside and keep myself in line with God's power. Because what I've learned is that God, I am created by God. And the big book tells us that deep down inside of every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. And I feel like that's God's fingerprint on me. God created and designed me with a unique fingerprint that comes directly from God to me. And no one else has that. No one else is like that. That makes me uniquely created to be God's, for me, in line with God's will, and to be able to be myself. Communicating the message that God's given me, which is that that I get to be me. And that, like I keep saying, has just been the biggest challenge, the biggest freedom, the biggest, most beautiful experience I have in these past few years. And the other thing that came with that was that I am not the arbitrator of anybody else's will in this life or anybody else's. I'm not the director for others anymore. I'm not the, you know, the she should, she shouldn't, they should, they shouldn't. Oh, what a dumb share. Oh, that's not the way you do the steps. Just all of the things that I used to think were, you know, because I was holding myself accountable to those as well. And those have all gone out the window too. And I've access this new freedom to accept and to engage with people as they are, not as I would have them be, and to engage in my life as I am, not as I think I should be. And so for me, that takes a continual working of the steps, because a lot of stuff comes up in every day. Grow, it causes me to learn, it causes me to expand, it causes me to be humble, it causes me to seek God's wisdom, his guidance, his everything, so that I can be uniquely useful in a way that only God created me to be. And so one of the greatest gifts is that, you know, I used to work with people and I used to also, you know, tell them, okay, you have to do this. We have to meet between 10 and 12 and this and this and that. And my sponsorship has changed. You know, I'm like, I am here.
5 minutes.
I'm, Okay, I am available, but I'm also learned this new flexibility to allow people their own respect and in the process. You know, the process, I can give them the clear-cut guidelines that I've learned, which I think are so valuable. It's so rich and so valuable, especially through the BBA process. But there's also room for so much more. And everybody's on their own spiritual journey in their own unique time, in their own unique way. And God's the boss of that. I don't have to be the boss of that anymore. And whew, what a load off my shoulders that is. And not only that, but it's allowed me to appreciate other people's experiences, where other people are at. What they're going through. And I get to share from my experience, strength, and hope, and not from a point of like dictatorship or management or any of that. And so that's just been a great gift this past couple of years, is I get to just go through the journey with them and as they flourish, as they experience pain, as they experience fear, as they experience suffering, as they experience experiences, I don't have to tell them, yes, that's a good experience. No, that's not a good experience. You shouldn't be having that experience. You know, oh, no. If you were working a good program, you wouldn't have that experience. And wow, I don't want to live that way anymore. I want everyone to be able to go through their own experiences, and I'll hold their hand and walk with them. And I have people in my life who hold my hand and walk with me. And we just walk side by side, looking at each other, thinking, wow, this is a spiritual experience. And that wasn't my previous experience. I would be told that, you know, I wasn't working a good program. I would tell myself that I wasn't working a program. But what I've come to understand is life is full of experiences. We do go through them. And in this world, we'll have trouble, we'll have adversity, we'll have calamity, we'll have struggles, we'll have fears, we'll have disappointments, we'll have unrealistic expectations. We will have all kinds of stuff to go through. And the only thing that will keep me sane, sober, clean, and full of joy and spirit and happiness is to understand that this is part of life. And I don't have to jump through a hoop to get through it. I don't have to meet anybody's expectations. I get to connect to God and walk through it, and walk through life. And that is phenomenal, right? I used to think that, you know, if I got a certain place, that I would not have problems or adversity or struggles anymore. Well, that has not been my experience. And if it's anybody else's, God bless them, but it's not mine. I deal with real life. I deal with me. I deal with other people, other personalities. I deal with whatever God says I need in a day. And often my plans are not God's plans. He is not afraid to bring me through all kinds of challenges and all kinds of adversity because he knows that that's what I need to grow, to gain spiritual muscles, and to become the woman that I want and need to be. Which is uniquely useful to him, complete, whole, and lacking in nothing. And that won't happen until I get to the other side of this life. And I'm excited about that. But what I've really found is that if we work these programs and rely on spiritual principles to solve all our problems, which to me means God, whatever your concept of God is, I'm clear on mine, that I will make it through this life in God's strength and in God's power, according to God's will and not my own. So it's super great to be here with you guys, and I love, 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 love you.